Princess of Wales has been spared further embarrassment over photographs of her sunbathing topless. World rights to the snaps have been bought by the magazine Hello, which says it won't publish them or sell them on.
Nick Abbott now on free call 0500 30 12 15. Please remember that the opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1215.
Oh, so Lady Armstrong Jones is getting married. Is she? Oh, what joy. Who the hell is she when she's at home? And who is she when she's out? And who cares? Lady Armstrong Jones? Who cares? Who is she? Nobody cares. And there it was, right in the snooze. And what a bunch of brown-nosed suck-ups they are at Hello Magazine. Can you believe that? You know, when I heard the story at 10 o'clock, because, you know, they've been trying to sell, depending on what paper you read, it either was going to cost them a million or half a million or whatever. It doesn't matter. And they were umming and ahhing about it. Was it Brazil? Was it a Brazilian news agency? Anyway, foreign. And they were saying, well, it's inconclusive and we're not too sure about it because they were stressing that she was lying face down, so we don't get to see the Windsor Waps. And so, obviously, the pictures are crap. It seemed to me that they were excusing beforehand that they were really dodgy photos, but we'll have a million for them anyway. And so, I heard the stories, I came in, and I laughed out loud when I heard Hello Magazine had bought them. I thought, like, what? And then it clicked after about half a second. I thought, they're not going to print them. They bought them so that nobody would see them. What a bunch of brown-nosing suck-ups they are at Hello Magazine. Hola! Can you believe it? I can believe it. Unbelievable. Now, did they do it for publicity? Because they're known as the biggest bunch of suck-ups in the history of publishing. And now everybody's really going to love them. All these nuts who go around thinking that the Queen is fabulous and the Royal Mother is great and, Lady Armstrong Jones getting married is a significant event and all of that. And, they really like looking into, Anne Diamond's house or whatever it is that they print in that thing. And they're going to think, oh, they were nice before, but now look at them. They're public-spirited and they really care. Right. Now, is it that they are a bunch of brown-nosed suck-ups? Then they really do care? Or was it just a magnificent publicity stunt and they're just pretending like they care and they just got all of this free... Because it's been in the news. It's been in the news like 3 hours running now. It'll be in the papers tomorrow. And the name of Hello will be everywhere. So if it was a cynical publicity stunt, then I pat them on the back and congratulate them because that's good business. That was great. But if they were just sucking up to the royal family like a pet poodle, then may they all, may they all live happily ever after in perpetuity and stuff like that. Right. Here's a call in Manchester.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
God, I've been waiting ages to get on here.
Have you? Yeah, me too.
I'm a non-taxi-taking student, eh?
Good for you.
And I agree with you. There's two good reasons why you shouldn't take a taxi. The first one is the obvious one. It costs far too much.
Yes.
And the second one is, if you take a black cab, then the people there, the drivers, treat you like dirt.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well...
Because you don't tip.
Well, probably, and also, the main reason probably that is, when you've been out with a company of students, and they've actually had a few drinks,
yeah.
If you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
And they start puking all over the bottom of the car.
Yeah.
Well, it's not surprising, but when they have a go at people after that, I don't think it's fair. Because when you get in the car, you say your destination, and you always go the longest possible route to get there. Did you ever notice that?
No, they don't. I mean, that's a fallacy about black cab drivers, because, I mean, the man said earlier on, and I knew the answer before I asked him the question, they make more money with shorter journeys and more of them, rather than longer journeys. So, like, going the long way around, they don't make money that way.
Yeah, but the black cabs, they cost a fortune for just going a small pace, don't they? So they, like, go round the block once, and they're going to make an extra bit of profit.
Well, no, they don't. Don't you see what I'm saying? They make their money on many short journeys rather than fewer long journeys. So taking the long route round is losing them money.
Yeah, but in Manchester, you've got this really, really good one-way system, haven't you? So they go the long way round the one-way system and come back through the other one-way system. So they make the money on taking you there instead of coming back, you know what I mean?
And you're a student who doesn't take cabs, and yet you know specifically the routes that they take and the scams that they run,
well,
allegedly.
You talk to other students, don't you?
Oh, right.
Who are foolish enough to actually take cabs.
Yeah.
Because you're there with your brilliant grant, which if you're lucky...
You know, it must be a nightmare, because like after 11 o'clock, if you're a cab driver at night, everyone's drunk. Everyone's going to be belligerent, and they're going to accuse them of taking the long route home, and they're not going to tip, and they're going to throw up in the back, and they might knock them on the head and steal their cash, and it just must be a nightmare. You've got the benefit of not having so much traffic, which must be a massive headache in every major town in the country, driving a cab during the day. It's like you never go anywhere, and you know how frustrating it must be for people getting just from A to B during the day. But if you've got to get from A to B to C to D to E to F and all the way through to Z, if you're spending the whole day in a traffic jam, your head must virtually explode with the frustration. So you drive at night and you don't get all that hassle. You get like open free roads and at least two or three green lights in a row on some good nights. But you also do get a lot of drunk, belligerent people.
It's also been
like
known
you.
If you're drunk, but you know you're going to hurl. So
you get
there, give them the money and you're out of the car. You don't bother to get your change. So you must make a bit that way, because it's happened.
That's the thing about students, is that they're so free and easy with their money. Yeah. Here's a £20 note. Keep the change. Right.
Yeah, it's a £2.50.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Could you play Black Lace, the whole of the thing?
Black Lace?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Spanish Spain in a couple of months, and you'll hear it...
Spanish Spain?
Yeah.
How'd you get any of the Spain, do you?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to be specific to avoid confusion. And so I'll be playing it the massive amounts then. But people must be so annoyed with that now. I mean, I know I am. Just the thought of it. No, couldn't cope with it anymore.
But go
and buy it in your local record shop. You go up to the counter and say, you got any Black Lace? I dare you!
From 10 to 2, taking calls from me and you, catch him if you can.
Good evening.
Is it as good as they say?
Well, it'll do for now till I get somewhere better, you know.
Is it crap?
no, it'll do. It's all right. It'll do, you know.
Because it looks fine on the ads.
Well, it's painted a bit, shall I say, better than what it actually is. But like everywhere else, it's got its problems. Like me, for instance.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're about to find out.
Right. I love the Nasty Nick jingle, by the way.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
That's great, that is. Well, from Nasty Nick, I'm Deranged Dave, I am. I've been called this recently.
Amongst other things, no doubt.
Yeah. I've been talking about what happened to Ayrton Senna.
Mm-hmm.
And is there only me who doesn't feel sorry for the situation? You know, the guy takes the risk, and the saying is, you live by the sword, you die by it.
Right.
I mean, well, let's face it, I watch a lot of this motorsport.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah.
The only reason I do sort of watch, I mean, you're talking about...
One anorak for each season.
Well, basically, we've got this, you're talking about this male thing about aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all you want to see is a good old special, really, isn't it? And let's face it, that's all I wanted to watch it for.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I got one.
You had to wait 10 years for it, but two on one day. Beat that.
Certainly did. That was
cool.
Talk
about value for money.
That was cool. But I tell you what, I mean, everyone is going on about it.
You're getting fainter. We're losing you. Oh, no. What a shame. Here's a call in Livingston.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Who's text me?
Feeling pretty, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling
pretty?
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to back up that. I just said it, and I need to back it up. Well, where is... Oh, here it is. Wait a minute, I haven't heard this in a while, either. Wait one moment, please. Just for, like, confirmation.
I feel pretty.
There you go.
I'll tell you this. The last time I was on hold for so long, I was on the phone at Inland Revenue. That's what it's about the remarks you were making earlier on, Nick, when you says that they should repeal the laws on the sale of alcohol.
Absolutely.
No way.
Why is
I
that?
I just cannot agree with you there. Because it's a very dangerous substance. I mean, it is after all. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I drink myself, but I think that something as dangerous as that should be really safeguarded.
I don't understand.
They shouldn't even be advertised. It's, I go into supermarket shopping with my kids and they see all the mountains upon mountains they drink.
Yeah.
I mean, any big supermarket, if you've been into one lately, 4 or 5 aisles. I mean, they used to have food on their shelves.
4 or 5 aisles? Wait, well, maybe that's the supermarkets in Livingston, but yeah, I've never seen that much.
Scotland's got a reputation for being hard drinkers right enough, haven't we? No,
my question to you is that what possible difference could it make that you can't buy it after 11? I mean, people in government have always assumed that we, the stupid public, don't know when to stop drinking. If it's still available, they think we'll still drink. If the bars open till 2 or 3... then they don't think that we would be intelligent enough if we had to get up the next day to go to bed. They think that we are so stupid that we would keep drinking until the bar closed, and that we would keep drinking at the same rate, which is ridiculous. The dangerous thing is when you have a closing time at 11 o'clock and you get home from work, you have something to eat, you watch a bit of TV, you go out to the pub, you get there at 9:30, 10 o'clock. You try and cram in a whole evening's worth of socializing into one and a half hours. And so you're with like 5 mates, you've all got to buy a round, and so you're just throwing it down your neck. All of you coming out slaughtered at 11 o'clock, you're chucked out on the streets. What are you going to do? You're going to fight. That's what happens if you have such an early closing time. Now, if it was at 2 or 3, then people would be able to regulate their intake. They wouldn't have to get last orders in like their very lives depended on it. And they'd be drifting off, in their ones and twos, as opposed to getting chucked out en masse onto the streets all at the same time.
But, Nick, I mean, Edinburgh's only 16 miles away from where I stay, and you can practically drink at any time, day or night in Edinburgh. And...
Other
areas round about here that had licensing laws practically just as good, they've had to close them because of trouble and lazy media.
Well, then I'm...
heard about what happened in Glasgow, we had a club shot in Ireland. But I mean,
that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. The clubs, they had some violence on the streets, so what did they do? They shut the clubs early. In other words, everybody is chucked out. Do they still chuck them out at 2?
No.
Is that still going on?
It's 1 o'clock, I think.
I think you have to be in the club by 12.
Right, yeah, and the doors
and closed. And you're chucked out at 2. It may have changed, but that's how it was. I think it still is. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, because at 2 o'clock, you've still got, like, loads of it. Even if you haven't taken anything, you've got, like, massive amounts of energy at 2. And you're chucked out onto the streets with nothing to do but fight, which is what they were trying to prevent in the first place. Ludicrous. These are laws put together by people who don't know anything about what they're doing.
I think you're trying to deflect the issue really here, Mick. Mick, sorry, I got your name mixed up with somebody else in the house here. The problem really is that alcohol isn't just a safe thing that people can go out and drink. It turns men into raving animals.
If it's abused,
how many people
It's abused, but not being able to buy it at certain times of the day is not going to affect that. If it was the case, then every other country in the whole of Europe and North America and probably South America, in fact, every other country that's not Arabic would agree with us and have licensing laws like we do. We're out there on our own. So if everybody else, virtually every other civilized country in the whole of the world, if their citizens can handle it and prosper by it, why can't we? Why are we so stupid in this country? Why do we have so little self-respect?
I don't know, Nick, but 8,500 people die in Scotland every year just for alcohol abuse.
Well, I bet that it's an insignificant figure when you look at the amount of people who die on the road. So we're going to ban cars?
I'd probably be for that as well. Maybe
we'll ban cars and we'll ban people walking on the pavement, because people die on the pavement. We'll ban the people from going into their kitchens, because probably more people die in their kitchens than in any other location in the country. So the kitchens will be closed from now on because a lot of people die in them. I mean, there is a certain amount of, you can only legislate so far, and then you have to let people run their own lives. You know, we don't need mother looking over our shoulders more than, you know, after we're teenagers. We really don't. And when government takes over the role of mother, that's when alarm bells should start ringing, and you should put your foot down and you say, enough! Of Fun by Madness. David Bowie are next. Virgin 1215, 0500 30 1215, and here's Glasgow.
Hello. Well, firstly, I mean, I called with something else, namely my Italian liver, but firstly, I just want to say that I'm with you on that whole alcohol thing. Your last punter, I mean, was he with it on the whole Glasgow club scene? I don't think so. I mean, kids, I think you mentioned kids. Does he know about the Glasgow club scene?
Well, am I right? Are they still throwing them out at 2?
Yeah, 2.
Unbelievable.
Mean, pardon me.
And there's some good clubs in Glasgow. That's a good clubbing town.
There's a rather, you know, it's a good club circuit here, you know.
And it's just
there.
I haven't been there in a long time, but have they killed the clubs dead? I mean, what's the point of going to a club if it closes at 2?
It's a disaster.
That's unbelievable.
You're not warmed up by 2 o'clock. I'm cold.
Exactly, yeah, you're warm. Well, that's right, you're ready to go at 2.
Exactly. Yes, I'm getting into the swing.
Yep, the main DJ comes on at 2.
Uh-huh,
if you go see
uh-huh.
Danny Rampling, he'll be on at 2, unless uh-huh. he's on at like 7.
Yep.
I don't know, I couldn't go to a club if I knew that the DJ that I wanted to hear started at 7 in the morning. I think that I would have to,
take a sleeping bag and a flask.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
But as for the whole alcohol thing, I lived in Italy, and civilization is there. I mean,
isn't
you can
it?
Buy alcohol at any time of day or night, and Do they drink? No. I mean, they have a good time. The youngsters do not really drink.
You know who drinks? It's the Brits who go abroad. And,
yeah.
And see, and they're like, children are let into the sweet shop overnight. They just go nuts.
Yep. Exactly.
It's the same with it's the same in Amsterdam. They go into those little coffee shops and they're rolling them up and they're reeling and they're rolling and reeling. That's exactly what they're doing. They're rolling and reeling. They're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
And that's why we get such a bad name abroad, is because we're so tightly controlled at home.
Exactly.
And we go and see, we get a little bit of freedom abroad and we just go insane. It's like, wow, this is what life can be like.
Exactly.
And that's why holidays are so great, is because we get a little bit of freedom. The leash is loosened just a little bit and we go insane, and then we come back and we back in this like constipated rule driven mothering society.
I mean, in Italy you've got your old codgers standing at the bar who, you know, they drink the grappas, they drink their brandy with the coffee in the morning. You've got your youngsters. You go out to a club in Italy at night, they're drinking tea, they're drinking juice, and they're having a great time. They're totally balanced with this whole alcohol thing. They don't need to explode, you know, because they have a choice.
That's right. They're treated like adults. Wouldn't
exactly.
it be so nice if we were treated that way here?
And wouldn't it be so nice if the country was full of Italian men?
Okay,
well,
now tell us about this. Tell us about this Italian man that he dumped you.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is beauty incarnate. I mean, he is absolutely.
Now, have you met him? Do you know him, or do you just fancy him from a distance?
No.
And was he a hell of a lot better than any of the Scottish men that you've done it with?
Definitely.
Really?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Rootin' tootin'ly?
Oh, all that stuff, yep.
Let me ask you this. In what way?
In what way? Well,
don't be too graphic.
He speaks Italian. I mean, that's
You've seen A Fish Called Wanda, have you?
No, I haven't actually. Did they speak Italian in that film?
No, it's just that Jamie Lee Curtis used to, drive her up the wall when Kevin Klein used to speak foreign to her.
Yep, well, exactly. Can I talk some Italian to you now? Can I just say one thing in Italian?
Absolutely.
Sto morendo dal desiderio. Does that sound good?
That sounded very good. In fact, I might cart it up and use it frequently.
Well, there you go.
What does it mean?
That means I am dying of desire.
Really? Yeah. Can you say it like, take your mouth away from the phone because you're popping a bit on the S's.
Okay.
Can you say it like really lustily and like loud so I can cart it up and I'll use it?
Okay, here we go. Sto morendo dal desiderio. Okay.
Well, a bit louder, I think.
A bit louder. Sto morendo dal desiderio.
I don't know. I think we need something a bit longer. Do you know anything longer in Italian?
I mean, I know quite long things in Italian. Also.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And what are their names? No, never mind.
Well, I could give you a list. I'll give you numbers also.
Give us something that I can use.
Give me something to translate. I could even say, do you want a cup of tea? It probably sounds sexy in Italian. That's the whole thing about Italian.
Come up with something that's, I'm chatting. Can you come up with like a phrase that we need? Frequently?
Uh-huh.
Clint? No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Clint. Can you?
Right.
Like, within the next 20 or 30 seconds, can you come up with something really great and fabulous and exciting?
Yeah. Surely.
Yeah, he's a bit doubtful. He doesn't really care, I think.
He's not going for that.
Okay, so tell us about this Italian man. Where'd you meet him?
Well, just basically around the town. I mean,
he was hanging around, was he?
Yes, he's over here for a year.
Right, so. And so you, locked eyes, and
that's
it was great.
One. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's a
good
idea. He looks a bit like Brad off Neighbours, except better. He's got a whole body hanging from his cheekbones. I mean, he's there, you know. He has his thick blonde hair, tanned all over. I don't know how he does it, but, you know. And basically...
So did you do it in the first night?
No.
Did you do it within the first second? Did you just, like, rip your clothes off and fling yourself on him?
Yeah, but he's too cool for that kind of stuff, you know.
And he said, what did he say?
Well, I had to reject him a bit first, you know, to get the whole come on.
No, you didn't. You were gagging for it.
Well, yes, but, you know, it's the woman's drug, so she's gagging for it, but she's going to say, hold on a minute, you know, I'm cool.
Yeah, but you said that he was the cool one. You were the one that was, like, drooling all over the floor, and he was turning away from you. And,
well, I was drooling, but I was trying to appear cool at the same time. If you can imagine that, it's really quite difficult to
see. Wearing a bib, it's not really conducive to being cool, no.
No, not terribly. So, anyway... But the thing is, I mean, he's an amazing looker. I mean, people devour him with their eyes in pubs.
Right, now how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22, and how old is he? Don't tell me he's like 55. 25, okay.
But he is so selfish.
Selfish?
Selfish is the word. That's the thing with the Italian package.
Now, selfish sexually or socially?
Yeah, well, socially he doesn't give. He's a taker rather than a giver. You know, he does not communicate that well. He just, you know, stands there and looks beautiful.
So he's a, what is he, like a lieback?
He's a definite lieback, yeah.
But you were there ready and willing, am I right?
I was.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that, to me, that can only go so far, right? Well, so you did it, what, 500, 600 times, and then
yeah,
you got bored?
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now I'm suffering from rejection from this guy who really is a creep. I mean...
Oh, no, wait a minute. Suddenly, before he was the best-looking guy you've ever seen in your whole life, and now he's a creep?
Well, he still is the best-looking guy I've ever seen in my whole life, but he's also a creep, deeply.
Right.
Deeply.
So his personality is slightly defective?
Yes, definitely.
Now, why do you think his personality... why do you think he has a defective personality?
Well, I would go with the whole Italian macho upbringing...
Really?
...mama culture. But I'm not sure. I mean, this guy... One night, can I give you a sort of saucy anecdote here?
Well, why not?
One night, we're in bed. He turns over, he says, do you like massage? Of course, says in Italian. So I breathe, yes.
Say, do you like massage in Italian?
Ti piace in massage.
No, you're going to have to, like, no, just speak it like it's going to be on the radio, you know, like, to, you know, project to the back.
Project.
Yeah, like, that's
project.
It, yeah.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay.
Ti piace il massage.
Okay, good, right.
Right, that's how it goes. So I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, I'm on for that. So do you know what he said?
He said, right, get going then.
Yeah. He did. You don't believe it. He said, his actual words were, cover yourself up and get on with it.
Really?
He actually said that.
He hates you.
He's such a... I'm sorry, I can't say that on the radio, but I mean...
The man's a pig.
He's a crap.
Yeah, a good-looking pig, but a pig all the same.
Well,
yeah.
You know, why do I go for good-looking
what?
Men?
Who, I don't know. What, do you have, like, a bad self-image or what?
Must do. I mean, I'm lovely, but, I mean, you know, these men, I mean, what am I going to do about it? How can I resist beautifulness in men? I mean...
Beautifulness?
Beautifulness, yes.
Beautifulness-osity?
That's my word du jour.
You're right.
You have to coin... You have to coin other expressions. You can't use words like beauty, these commonplace, everyday words.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
For somebody who's as uncommonplace...
Yes.
As now... Yeah, yeah.
Full of beautifulness.
Right. Except that he was a pig.
Yeah. What am I going to do about this?
I don't know. Go with the ugly men. They'll try harder.
Ugly men... But,
just couldn't do that, right?
It doesn't stir them.
No, it doesn't really do it for you.
Well, I mean, ugly women, I mean, where are you? You know?
Well, they're doing it with the ugly men.
Oh, well, they should stay that way, you know? It's beauty we want.
Can you do me a favor before we have to go?
Uh-huh.
Can you take your mouth just a little bit away from the phone, because mm-hmm. you're kind of, like, popping a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And can you Yeah, you see, it's like you're breathing in and we're getting a lot of air, you see, so we won't be able to use it. So can you take your mouth just a little bit away from the phone?
Is that better?
That's a little better, but that's a bit better. And can you translate into Italian,
mm-hmm.
you're a pain in the ass, just drop dead and leave me alone.
Okay.
But
right.
Project it loudly.
You want me to go now?
Absolutely.
Ti odio, sei un stronzone proprio.
That's short amount? Is that a whole sentence?
Yeah.
Can you beef it up a bit? Can you expand on it just a little bit? I need more.
Right, you want more? You want me to project?
Yeah, like you were screaming just a month or so ago. I want more!
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. Vaffanculo, sei un stronzone, ti odio, non ti voglio più vedere.
That was fabulous. That was just exactly what I wanted. Thank you. Well, I know I said that David Bowie was next, but he will be. Chumbawamba, give the Antichrist something. Give the Antichrist a cigarette. Right. Give the Antichrist a Cigarette is what that track's called. And it's from an album called Anarchy, which is out. I do know what I'm talking about. Honest. Right, here's a call in Ranskill. Ranskill? Ranskill.
Hi.
Hello.
Hiya. What I want to know is...
It's where you can get the number of the Italian bloke that dumped her. Yeah, I know.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, right. The Bible condemns sex outside marriage. What I want to know is, does anybody out there know why? And what the hell is wrong with sex? I mean, it's fantastic.
The only thing that's wrong with sex is that I can't get any.
Don't worry. Give me your phone number.
You have got no idea what I look like.
True. No idea what I look like either.
I know what you sound like.
True, yes.
So why sex is banned outside of marriage?
That's about it.
Hmm.
I mean, life's about having fun. Otherwise, what the hell is the point in living?
Well, that's what I've been asking myself ever since I came back from holiday. What the hell is the point of living?
Having fun.
Well, exactly.
Sex is fun.
I remember fun is like a dim, distant memory.
Although sometimes I must say, sex isn't fun. But take it from me, generally.
Okay, let me ask you this. On which occasions was sex not fun? Don't be too graphic.
Ooh. Well, I could name one where slight mistaken lack of contraception.
What does that mean?
Well, that means it is not fun if you get pregnant or a pregnancy scare.
Oh, now, you got pregnant?
Not actually pregnant, but
you thought that you had.
Yeah.
Right, you had like a scary 24 hours.
Oh, you've got to be joking, yes.
You were
Never again.
You were queuing outside of Boots the Chemist for one of those little shake 'em and the sea?
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you do two, just to make sure?
No, just one. But I'm not pregnant, so thank God.
Yeah.
But never again. Now I just carry around a packet of condoms.
Now, why did you think that he was, or could you just not be bothered, or what?
He was. Say again.
Why was there confusion? I'm a little, I'm confused as to why there was confusion. Did you think that, were you each thinking that the other was taking care of it?
Well...
Or could you just, were you just so drunk you forgot yourself?
Considering the amount I had drunk that evening.
Right, so that was what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That again.
A moment's indiscretion and a lifetime of paying for it.
That's it, yes. I mean, I'd advise everybody, don't get drunk if you're planning to have sex.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
yes.
drink and drugs and sex don't mix. Unfortunately, they do, but they don't. They do, but they don't, you know?
That's it.
Exactly. All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, then.
I don't think I answered your question, but I don't have the strength. All the knowledge. 0500 30 12 15. Here's a call in Queen's Park now.
Hi, Nick.
What are you talking with your head in a bucket? Is this a mobile phone?
What are you talking with my head in a bucket?
Is this a mobile phone?
No, it's not a mobile, it's one of those remote units.
Right. Have you got a proper phone?
What do you mean we've got a proper phone? Well, yeah.
Which part of that sentence didn't you understand? Have you got a proper phone? Can you get on it?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're getting on it now. Is that better?
No, that's the same damn phone.
Well, you know, okay. Well, you can understand this anyway.
You sound like a robot. I would get rid of that phone. It's crap.
It's crap. It's got a mercury button on it, though.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, okay. Listen, Nick, we want to talk about... I've got Dave here, by the way.
Who's Dave?
Big Dave. He's a sound engineer for a very famous band, but we won't talk about that. We want to talk about this going to the pub at 9 o'clock and coming out at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And stuff. Well, we just think, like, you know the point you're making that people come out of the pub at 11 and want to fight?
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of like, we were not too sure about that, because, like, fair enough, you go to the pub at 9, and, you know, you come out at 11 o'clock, and, okay, depending on where you live and who you are, there's certain people out there who get a bit riled up and want to go to the pub at 11, but, I don't know, we just feel that... Yeah, if you want to get steamy, you go down there at 6 or 7 and everything. And if you want to turn down the pub at 9 o'clock, come out at 11, I think it's slightly negative to think that everybody wants to fight at 11 o'clock after the pub's closed.
No, I didn't say that everybody wants to fight.
Right.
But don't you think that it's a recipe for disaster to throw everybody out so early?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We agree that, you know, throwing everyone out at 11, you've got, like, a massive confrontational situation there if you want it.
Precisely.
Stuff.
I mean, there's always somebody who's going to, did you look at my bird, and...
Exactly.
Because, as I was saying earlier on, it's ingrained in us. That's part of our psyche. We, as, lads,
yeah.
it's programmed into us to fight, to protect, or to gain mates. That's what we do. Look
right.
Look at David Attenborough's animal programs.
Yeah.
We're just the same. We're animals. And it's full of, young males fighting older males for control of the harem or whatever
the
it is that he's going on about. Yeah.
Desmond Morris Manwatch.
Precisely,
Okay.
And we're just the same. That's what we do. That's what young male violence is all about.
You know your statistic about, the death in the home, in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Chip and fire, slightly askew. I mean, people are going to, get stabbed and whatever, this male thing we're talking about.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, outside the pub. Well, you're saying, people die in their kitchen more than they die, less people die in their kitchen, but did you know that more people die from chip pan fires a year than any other thing?
Well, that's the thing about chips is they're so dangerous.
Well, they are, and especially if you're coming from the pub after a few beers. What was the other thing we were going to talk about, Dave? Nick?
Yeah?
Oh, you're still there?
Well,
I thought you got
so
bored
far.
Of it.
Well, I have, yeah.
Oh, no,
that's very perceptive.
That's not fair.
Well, what's your next topic?
Our next topic is... we have one. What is it?
The 5 second delay.
Yeah. We've been sitting here waiting to come on the phone with your...
Oh, dear, what a shame. I'm sorry, but you're out of time. It's the 5 second delay that did it. Had it not been there, you'd have been able to carry on.
And indeed, always easy for me. Until this awful song plays alive.
I'm not dancing his pants, David Bowie. John, I'm only dancing or dancing. I don't know where you are. Right, let's have the last few calls right now then, shall we? This one in Dundee.
Hello. You eventually played David Bowie, didn't you?
Pardon?
You eventually played David
Bowie. Yeah, I know. Better late than never, yeah.
Yeah. The reason I was phoning was I just thought about health and your 30s.
Yeah.
How do you feel about health and your 30s? Because I've had a hellish time.
So have I. God, I can't begin to...
30s is a bad time.
I was going to say I can't begin to tell you, but I feel that I've told you every last disgusting detail. No, I have. I turned 30 and everything was fine. It was like I still felt like a teenager. I felt like up and I had energy and all of my bits were in the right place. And they weren't sagging and bagging and, wrinkling and crinkling. And then 31 came around and every single bit of me that works, that moves, started to fall apart. My knees went, my elbows went, my shoulders went, my face fell off. Everything you could possibly think of. I'm a disaster area. Absolutely. I mean, John Major is on the phone. I am a national disaster area. They're helicoptering in medical supplies.
No, you can't be that bad. No, I just went through a bad time the past 2 or 3 years because I ruptured both my knees, cruciate ligaments, and when I went to get a check-up, they said I had a heart murmur, and it just all got worse, but the heart murmur's actually fine.
Did they say? You've actually got a heart murmur.
No, not quite like that. Not quite like that. It just comes as a total surprise. But it's an insignificant one. It doesn't really matter.
What's a heart murmur?
A heart murmur is when the blood isn't pumping fully through the artery.
My heart goes funny as well. I've always been worried about my heart. If I die of a heart attack, then you'll know that then you heard it here first, because my heart is... Oh, I'm glad that makes you laugh. But
my heart is
funny. It's peculiar. It doesn't beat right, and it defibrillates. And
it
defibrillates.
Oh.
It's one of the few medical words I know, and it presses the hell out of you, doesn't it?
That's very good, actually.
Yeah, but
yeah,
no idea what it means.
Yeah.
What it means is it doesn't beat regularly. Occasionally it just jumps about.
Yeah, well, that's what mine does as well. But
does it?
It's called an insignificant murmur, actually.
Thanks a lot.
No, I'm not being nasty. That's what I was told by a specialist when it sort of skips a little beat.
That could be some of my whole style. I am an insignificant murmur.
Virgin have got their own insignificant murmur. No.
I could get cards printed up. Yeah.
I think you could, yeah. You could actually abbreviate, could you? What would it be? You'd be an insignificant, my ISM. No, that's not right. What's an insignificant murmur? I am. An IM. You're an IM.
IM, and then nothing afterwards, which would be true. I am nothing.
There's something on your radio now.
Who am nothing? Well, that would be my choice. You know, I switched off about 5 minutes ago. In fact, I think I did.
You did you? Oh, well, that's fine. No, apart from that, I just went up and asked how your 30s were handling themselves.
Well, you know, to be honest.
I feel pretty.
But apart from that, crap. Gotta go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers. Bye. Just
now,
please.
If I take one more call very briefly, then we'll be late. Is it worth taking one more call? Which one? Number one. Let's do number ones. Bristol.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Me.
Now, can we be brief?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm a first-year radio student at UWE Bristol, and we've just come back from a field trip, or should I call it holiday, in Amsterdam.
Did you?
Yeah. Long story, but there you go. Anyway, I'm just phoning about the opening hours of and closing hours of pubs and clubs, and at Bristol it's really good because, like, they close at 4 o'clock, and so, like, by the time you go around after you've had your dinner and what have you and watch whatever on Channel 4 on Friday or Saturday, it's about 10, so you get to the club about 10, 10:30, and it goes on until 4.
Get to the club at 10? That's
well,
a bit
yeah.
keen, isn't it?
Well, 10 o'clock at night, well, you've got to get your space, because usually there's no, like, seats around, or they're very few.
You go to a club to sit down?
No, you sit down first, listen to the music,
oh, right.
check out the DJ, and
get
if it's
warmed
good,
up, yeah.
then you get up
check
and
out
go.
The talent.
Yeah, well, I don't know, there's not too much around at Bristol. At
really?
Well, not that I've seen
Aren't
any
you getting
yet.
Any?
No, but there you go, but that's
yeah,
thing.
Well, that's your life, that's
and
my
I'm
life
to
too. We're like psychic twins.
But anyway, it's just so much easier. There's no hassles, because the time 4 o'clock comes, and you've, like, danced yourself out and drunk as much as you want in an allocated space of time. You can space your drinks out without chucking up in the loo. You're all right. You're just, like, too tired to bother with anything, so you just go straight home or around to somebody's house and go and sleep or whatever.
And chill.
And chill.
Yeah.
Not like... And it's the same in Amsterdam, except the clubs go until 6 or something, and you go there at 12... And everyone's so relaxed.
Everything is beautiful.
Everything
in its
beautiful.
Own way.
And there's no violence or anything.
And it's great. Everything's
exactly.
fun under the sun.
So why can't they put the pubs until a lot later?
I've got no idea.
Stupid idiot.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, what really doesn't make any sense, as I said before, and I have to go, but thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Is that no political party is suggesting that. I mean, you would think that that would get, like, massive amounts of votes. It would get all of the young votes for a start, and it just seems like, I just don't get it. Why is no political party suggesting changing the licensing laws? It seems like nothing else could possibly be more popular apart from getting rid of income tax. And you know that that's out of the question. Right, gotta go.
Playing all over the UK, this is Virgin. In Gloucestershire, for the best reception, tune to 11:97 a.m.
Virgin 12:15.
On the hour.
Yeah, on the hour.
Sky News.